Whenever we heard the scriptures, or if you're reading it in your prayerful life, you might have the Holy Spirit kind of pricking at your conscience. At that point, just kind of pause. And as I was reading these scriptures for this weekend, the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time, one came out right away, as it's been something I've preached to you about before in my own life. Jesus said to his disciples, and we said that he appointed 72 others to go out as an evangelist, to go two by two to other people. Now, personally, on a little tangent, I love how our Mormons, brothers and sisters, and our Jehovah's Witnesses do that to this day. I think we should do that as Catholics. Because I know many of you know people in our community that are Catholic. And our last several popes have talked to us about new evangelization, meaning our own brothers and sisters. That could be your mission in your personal life from the Holy Spirit. What came to my mind today was when Jesus said in a quick parable, and I love his parables because he's always teaching his people about nature. Almost every time he uses nature. And I love that for us because we live in rural areas. That's why I say it's God's country up here. Whether it's the beauty of this last week during Independence Day with the fireworks, sitting on a lake, fishing, swimming. Praise God. And Jesus used in this parable a powerful image. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. So he was thinking about like a garden or an orchard of things that we need to think about. And of course, he always goes deeper than just his parable. He's thinking about God's kingdom. And we can definitely know that in our country, in Europe as well, that right now we have about 25% of Catholics that come to church. So that would be, again, where the harvest is full, meaning all that we have from God, but laborers are few. And I want to walk quickly with two facts that I've been sharing before. Most recently was the charisms and the gifts and talents that God has given you, as well as stewardship of time and talent and treasure. That we can always get better and better. And I just want to get a quick list. The first is our vocation. Every one of us is called to be in a vocation. The first is holiness. That's everybody. The second is a personal call of marriage, of priesthood, of brothers and sisters in religious order, or those that are called to be single. Now, how wonderful it was last weekend hearing Dr. Anthony Stone and Ben Freeman, as Dr. Anthony Stone was talking about the next 4 years entering the process to be a permanent deacon who's married. And Ben Freeman going into the trail to the priesthood in the seminary. That'd be the second level of vocation. Many of you have been called to be married and have children. And others could be single. I love how both Dr. Anthony and Ben talked about the prayer we use every Sunday and every weekend. Our diocesan prayer for vocations. And one of those, it's not just priests and religious orders, but holy marriages. That's a way to fill that harvest that is few. Now, think about our family at our church, our parishioners, and obviously our visitors. Think about your own church. How are the different ways we can fill things that we are few. Like, for instance, last night we didn't have a pianist or a cantor. Can some of you do that? Is that a charism that God has given you? Could we just have a singer by themselves and choose the music? I could help that, but that's really not my position or my gifts. How about getting more servers? What about more Eucharistic ministers at Mass and visiting to those that are homebound? How about sacristans that set up, praise God and thank you? The last church I was at, it was the priest that was setting up Mass. I think it's unbelievable for people to get the bread and wine and the chalice and make sure everything's ready. We have lectors. We always need more. We have people that serve at funerals. Again, we need more. And the people are unbelievable that serve at our funeral lunches. We also have groups in our church that need more, that have asked me and others, and discern this seriously. We have our worship committee that gets ready for the big times of the year, like Christmas, Easter, for instance, or how we're doing now, how can we grow. A tabernacle society that clean our church. Can you do that? They are losing members. They used to have like, I don't know, 8 or 10 teams, and we're less than that. Our cemetery board, that's another one that needs more people to talk about it. That's a hard one, I think, because we're talking about death and coffins and budgets. But you might be called from God to do that for our community, because we do have people that die. We do have funerals. We need to support that. We also have different assets outside, inside the buildings. I would throw out once again, the rectory a couple blocks away has a garden that is like a jungle. And I can't do that. But you could. Somebody that loves gardening could help me with that. And I hear that we have so many grapes out there, you could literally, if you prune it, you could actually make wine from it. If that's something you want to do, come on over. Think about our school, how we're still growing. How can you serve at the school? Would you like to read to children during the day? Would you like to visit the kids? Would you like to serve on times or on a road trip? Would you like to enjoy the presence with our teachers and our principal to do the day-to-day things that we could use with help? Finally, in our church's mission, obviously, there are two organizations that are unbelievable, our Knights of Columbus and the Catholic Daughters. They could always use more members because they're doing some unbelievable things, but it was the next generations that need to fulfill what they have done for decades. Finally, now this is pretty good. I'm so proud of all of you. Is that we as Catholics aren't to serve just for our churches, but our community. And so many of you do this already, and I'm so happy. But think of other groups there. The Servants of the Shelter, Friends Against Abuse, Fall Hunger Coalition Inc., the Ruby's Pantry, the Salvation Army. Any one of those, figure them out if you want to help them. Because they want volunteers, and we're pretty dang good as a community to work together on that, are we not? Keep going more. Finally, St. Paul said that I will never boast for myself except Jesus Christ on the cross. when you are serving, when you are being a laborer for God, don't be boastful. Just always point to Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, your spirit. Brothers and sisters, amen. To be laborers, as the harvest is abundant, but our laborers are few.